Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This is the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you from the 2015 National Hardware Show, where we're going to talk about some tools now with Ryan DeArment. And Ryan is the VP of Marketing and Sales for ChannelLock. I got to tell you, Ryan, I was first introduced to ChannelLocks by my father, who just loved it. It was sort of a go-to tool. He always tell me to go get his ChannelLocks out of his toolbox because he could do everything with it. And later on, I learned that they were also called water pump pliers.
That's right. The original tongue and groove water pump plier was designed by ChannelLock.
Isn't that interesting? So yes. There's a lot of history there. And ChannelLock's been around then for a long time. You guys have continued to innovate from those very first water pump pliers. And you're bringing out some new tools here at the 2015 National Hardware Show. What's up?
Yeah, we've got a new set of adjustable wrenches. These are an expansion of a current set that we have. It's a 6 and 8 inch adjustable wrench. What's unique about these is the 8-inch plier wrench has a 12-inch head capacity on it, and the 6-inch actually has a 10-inch head.
So basically, it's a short handle, but it really handles a quite wide fastener.
Correct. A lot of the innovation in this was we were the first to use a four-tang knurl that allows us to open that adjustment in the head that far without the overall capacity of the head or the dimension of the head mm-hmm. being too big. So it allows you to get into a lot of tight, hard-to-reach spots.
I also noticed that the business end of this is offset, so it's kind of cut back so you can get into a really tight spot if you're trying to operate a fastener. Is that correct?
That's right. The new set that you have now, the head's been milled down and it's 40% thinner, so it really gets you into those narrow places that you might just need a special spanner wrench.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I tell you, the adjustment mechanism, it operates so smoothly. You know, I love that you have all the markations for the dimensions of whatever it is that you're trying to fasten or unfasten. And it just, it really operates lovely with one hand, and you know you're going to get a good grip on it.
Yeah, the machining of the tools are the adjustable wrenches. You know, it's precision ground facings. They're graduated both metric and empirical on both sides, so for easy nut and bolt identification. And because of the parallel facings, once you adjust them and set them to a certain size, you don't have to constantly readjust mm-hmm. them as you take the wrench off a bolt and put it back on the bolt, and you're not constantly messing with that knurl.
We're talking to Ryan DeArment. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Sales for ChannelLock about their new extra slim jaw adjustable wrenches. Ryan, I also noticed that you guys have put a lot of design into the handles to make them easy to hold onto and comfortable.
And so they really look really great.
They do, and it really reduces the fatigue of using a tool like this.
Yeah, the cushion grip allows you to really push on them without causing some pain to the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. It's really a great feature, and it's easily replaced if it wears out or ends up getting cut or ruined in one way or another.
And it just feels like it's balanced so nicely. Like, it really fits nicely in your hand. Now, what I think is interesting, and tell me, is this the first time you've partnered with the fire department to create a tool specifically for their usage? I mean, you're introducing the ChannelLock 86 Rescue Tool.
Yeah, this is the newest version of our Rescue Tool line. It's actually our fourth. We started probably about 10 years ago mm-hmm. with our local fire chief. He brought mm-hmm. us an idea that basically took 4 to 5 commonly carried tools by firefighters that he had hand-welded in his garage together to get the prototype.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And actually, we're getting closer back to that original prototype that he brought us.
Oh, how funny.
Our first versions were a lot longer that, you know, we figured they were more as a demolition tool, wrecking bar kind of thing, that right. they were going to get used as pry bars, they're going to get used to punch through walls or whatever they needed. So we added a lot of beef to them, but a lot of the feedback was that they wanted them smaller and lighter.
Please, they carry enough heavy equipment.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you're getting into the metropolitan areas, these guys are trying to eliminate every ounce they can out of the gear because you can't take the elevator up.
Mm-hmm. So this rescue tool really does a lot in one tool. Of course, you've got the pliers, which is obvious. Mm-hmm. You also have sort of the curved hook end, which you can use with the firefighters use to assemble and then deassemble hoses. Correct. Those couplings. You've also got a small pry bar. And then I think what's really neat is you have sort of a square shafted wrench in the end, which firefighters can use to quickly turn the gas off. Mm-hmm. Because when they go into a building, the first thing they want to do is shut the gas down. So that's all in one handy plier, really.
Yeah. And another little feature, if you look at that handle, it kind of has that T design. And we did that to eliminate a lot of the weight.
Oh, that's really smart.
So we cut a lot of
steel. And they have no problem operating it with the gloves on?
No. No, a lot of the feedback we got was that they wanted it spring operated, so it's one hand operation, and they wanted a clasp so it didn't get hung up in their pockets.
Oh, that's really smart.
Yep. So makes a lot of sense. So what else is new for Channel Lock? What are you doing for consumers this year? For example, if we're looking for a Father's Day gift, what kinds of products do you have?
We've got some new mechanics tool sets. It's a really cool, I think, a 24-piece set that has a pass-through style socket. So whenever you're working with some all thread or some long bolt style that you can't quite get a socket on, this will actually allow that bolt to completely pass through, so you have unlimited depth on the socket.
Oh, wow.
That's really handy.
Yeah, that's really handy.
Because otherwise you kind of run out of space when you're using the socket.
Yeah. And then you got to get the old adjustable wrench out or standard wrench and keep constantly wrenching.
And what's the distribution for those, like home centers and hardware stores?
It's so new right now. There's a few home centers that have them, some of the more independent guys, and the online sales.
Terrific. Ryan DeArment from Channel Lock, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit's Top Products podcast at the 2015 National Hardware Show.
Thank you.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to the Channel Lock website at channellock.com. That's channellock.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.